They started wondering if you were as razor-sharp as they'd heard. Dieterling said,
"Yeah, right."
Vasquez looked at him suspiciously. "You build up a reputation like mine, it takes time."
"I don't doubt it,"
Dieterling said.
"Yeah, and a little thing like this, man, it can really hurt it."
"Can't they flush out the virus?" I said, before Dieterling pushed his luck.
"Yeah, Mirabel. In orbit, they've got shit that can do it, but orbit's not currently on my list of safe places to visit, you know."
"So you live with it. It can't be that infectious anymore, can it?"
"No, you're safe. Everyone's safe. I'm barely infectious now."
Now that he was smoking again, he was calming down a little. The bleeding had stopped, and he was able to slip his wounded hand back in his pocket. He took a sip from his Pisco Sour.
"Sometimes I wish it was still infectious, or that I'd saved some of my blood from back when I got infected. It would have made a nice going-away present, a little shot of that in someone's vein."
"Except you'd be doing what the cultists always wanted you to do," Dieterling said, "spreading their creed."
"Yeah, when instead I should be spreading the creed that if I ever catch the sick fuck who did this to me."
He trailed off, distracted by something. He stared into the middle distance like a man undergoing some kind of paralytic seizure, then spoke.
"No. No way, man. I don't believe it."
"What is it?" I said. Vasquez's voice dropped subvocal, though I could see the way his neck muscles kept on moving. He must have been wired for communication with one of his people.
"It's Ravitch," he said finally.
"What about him?" I asked.
"The fuckers outsmarted me."
Chapter 2.
A maze of dark, damp passages connected Red Hand's establishment to the interior of the bridge terminal, threading right through the structure's black wall. He led us through the labyrinth with a torch, kicking rats out of the way.
"A decoy," he said wonderingly. "I never figured he'd set up a decoy. I mean, we've been following this fucker for days."
He said the last word as if it should have been months at the very least, implying superhuman foresight and planning. "The length some people will go to," I said.
"Hey, ease off, Mirabel. It was your idea not to waste the guy the instant we saw him, which could easily have been arranged."
He shouldered through a set of doors into another passageway. "It still wouldn't have been Ravitch, would it?"
"No. But when we examined the body, we might have figured out it wasn't him, and then we could have started looking around for the real one."
"Guy's got a point," Dieterling said, "much as it pains me to admit it."
"One I owe you, Snake."
"Yeah, well, don't let it go to your head." Vasquez sent another rat scurrying for the shadows.
"So what really did happen out there that made you want to get into this vendetta shit in the first place?"
I said, "You seemed reasonably well-informed already."
"Well, words gets around, that's all. Especially when someone like Kaweya buys the big one. Talk of a power vacuum, that kind of shit. Thing is, I'm surprised either of you made it out alive. I heard some extreme shit went down in that ambush."
"I wasn't badly injured," Dieterling said. "Tanner was a lot worse off than me. He'd lost a foot." "It wasn't that bad," I said. "The beam weapon cauterized the wound and stopped the bleeding."
"Oh yeah, right," Vasquez said. "Just a flesh wound, then. I can't get enough of you guys, I really can't."
"Fine. But can we talk about something else?" My reticence was more than simply an unwillingness to discuss the incident with Red Hand Vasquez. That was part of it, but an equally important factor was the